USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National security officials are warning President Biden that another terrorist attack in Kabul, Afghanistan is likely. The attacks again could be carried out by ISIS-K terrorists. Ida is now a hurricane. Forecasters saying it has winds of 75 miles per hour. It's about 165 miles from the western tip of Cuba and is expected to make landfall along the northern Gulf Coast on Sunday. State and local officials in Louisiana are warning residents to leave low-lying areas and complete major storm preparations as the storm approaches. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell saying,
at this time, I will be and I am calling for mandatory evacuation of all areas outside of our levee protection system.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Florida schools can impose mask mandates, a judge ruled, saying Governor Ron DeSantis overstepped his authority in banning mask requirements. This as health officials are pleading with the public in Hawaii to get COVID vaccines to help stop the spread of the disease. Dr. Gerard Aka is with the Queens Medical Center in Honolulu.
What we're speaking about for vaccinations is if Hawaiians can get more vaccinated, then maybe the case rate and infection can get lower. The deaths, the hospitalizations and ER visits with the vaccinations can get to a better place. That's our plea.
Earlier this week, the governor of Hawaii asked that travelers stay away from the state right now while they try to combat rising cases related to the Delta variant. Yesterday, there were 99 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 2 deaths. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Capitol Hill police officer who shot a protester on January 6th is finally identified.
Ashley Babbitt and others were attempting to get inside the Capitol building on that Wednesday afternoon in January. As she climbed up toward a broken section of the unguarded door, Babbitt was shot by an officer from inside the room, and she bled out. The U.S. Capitol police officer was a secret until now. He identified himself in a made-for-TV interview on NBC News.
I was taking a tactical stance. You're ultimately hoping that your commands will be complied with, and unfortunately, they were not.
U.S. Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd was wearing a face mask when he said commands were given and claimed shots were fired before his fateful decision. Ashley's husband since 2019, Aaron Babbitt, on Newsmax TV.
He's more worried about COVID than shooting my wife. If this is a life or death situation, you're about to use your firearm, take your mask off. She could have been deaf. You never know. You have no idea.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
One Virginia school is taking action to prevent the further spread of COVID-19. Liberty University is moving all classes online between August 30th and September 10th. All large indoor gatherings won't be allowed during that time period as well. More than 120 students, along with almost 3 dozen faculty and staff, are dealing with the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.